This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abam, Agutamoid, welcome everyone. The plan, where we may have a double session today because I don't know what the rest of the week brings. So we're going to continue. We're learning Simon Aleph. We're up to Sif Katan Tes Zayin. The Ramah said that it's only permitted to say that Sar Sadibrois Biyachid, but it's also to recite it B'tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why is it also to say it B'tzibur? B'nei Koifrim. Because of the Koifrim Sheyomru Ein Torah Elazu. The Koifrim that Apikarsim say, this is the only Torah. Over Frat Bizmanin, especially in our times. Therefore, he cannot write it on some kind of booklet which is designated for the tzibur. Now, that's the shita of the Rama. Yesha kasu dulei also lamra betzibur ela lekavoi ben abrachos kamei krishma. There is an opinion that they did not prohibit to say asar sadetz betzibur only if it's established between the birchas krishma like shema avol koydem baruch shamar. Or even during Pesukah de Zimra, since it's sandwiched in between brachos, it gives it too much credence. Aval koydem baruch shamar, before baruch shamar, mutar af betzibur. Va'anan aktinen lesser betzibur klal klal. We hold it's also to recite it publicly under all circumstances. And ubiyachid davka shaloi betoich hatfila. For an individual, specifically not in the tefila. Aval likboya betoich habrachos, but to establish it in the brachos, gam liyachid aser. So in other words, we are machmer on both accounts. There is a shita that it's only aser b'tzibur ben brachos. We hold it's aser b'tzibur under all circumstances, and for a yachid, it's aser to establish it ben brachos, says the Oilas Tamid and the Malbim in the Arzoy Sachayim. Okay, now, I want to read quickly the Be'er Halacha. We mentioned yesterday that the Mechaber said it's good to say Parshas Ha'oila, the Mincha, the Shalom, and Chatos, and we point out it's not really in most Siddurim. You know, you have the Ezel Mekoyman, but they don't really give you the Parsha of the Oila, so if you wanted to say it, the Be'er Halacha gives you where to look in the Chumash. So Be'er Halacha says, Mitchilas Vayikra ad Ve'imin Hatzayin. So the Oila is from the beginning of Vayikra until Ve'imin Hatzayin. U'Parshas Mincha is from V'Nefesh until Atakriv Melach. If you have extra time, there's some additional information about the mincha in Sav. Says the Simla Chadasha. We just had that in Yevamos. We were learning on Daf Kuf that the mincha of a koyin has to be entirely burnt. There's only one exception, by the way. There's only one type of mincha of a kohen that you do kmitza to. Usually a mincha of a kohen you don't do kmitza to. The only exception, there's one mincha of a kohen that you do kmitza to, that's the mincha of a kohen who brings an oil of a yoyred. Anyway, uparshas shlamim min ve'im zevach shlamim, that's perikim pasuk aleph, ad ve'im min hatsoin. Uveparshat sav min ve'zois toras zevach shlamim ad b'midbar sinai. Vu gamkein parshas toida. That includes the Parshas Toida. Because after all, the Mechaber said, Ushlamim, and the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Yudalit added Parshas Toida as well. V'yachar kach Parshas Nesachim, v'parshas Shlach min v'yedaber, v'dechi savoyu ad itechem, from Bamidbar Tezvav Aleph until Tezvav Tezayin, u'parshas Chatos, from v'yikra dalet chavzayim, mi v'im nefesh achas techta, ad v'nislach loy. And v'im yesh loy p'nai, yikor gam v'arshat sav, v'zois taras l'chaz. You have extra time, you can read about the chatas and sav, ad bo'esh tisaref, from vav yud ches to vav chav gimel. This is all from the Simla Chadasha. U'parshas asham, v'parshas sav, min v'zois taras ha'asham, ad asham hu. V'im yesh loy p'nai, if you have time, more time to read about the asham, yikor gam b'vayikra. So in other words, the ikor asham is in sav. If you have more time, you should read from vayikra, Parakei Yedzayin to Chavav. Uparshas Olav Yerod Gamkein Diba Al Shvaz Bitoim Min V'Nefesh Kisechta Ad V'Hoysel HaKoyin Kamincha V'Ayin B'Primagadim Demestapi. So the Prima Gadim has the following suffix. We learned in the Mechaber that you should say these parshiyos. And the Mishnah Brura in Sivkat and Yedalid added from the Magen Avram that you should also say the parsha of Nesachim. But should you say Nesachim for each carbon separately? Or because, look, every type of carbon requires Nesachim. Or do we say no? Yeah, kill two birds with one stone. You just say one Nesachim. So that's the suffix of the Prima Gadim. Do you need to say the Nesachim three times for the Oila, the Toida, the Shalamim? Because each one you chayiv Nesachim on its own. Oy, de le'inyin kriya, dai bepamechad. Or, regarding reading it, it's enough to just say it one time. V'chein mitzadei ra'as v'chayim, the Malbim is inclined to be lenient. Now, v'ktoiv loymar kol elu ha'parashiyos koydim ha'tfila. It is correct to say all these parashiyos before davening, not after davening. I mean, don't say, okay, I don't have time before, I'll say it after. You're allowed to say it after, it's preferred before. It's preferred before. Now, why do you think it's preferred before? Why, Dafka, should you say Karbanis before? Because the whole davening is you're entering into the Beis HaMikdash. So the first step is the Mizbeach. You know, only once you've gone to the Mizbeach could you go to the Ulam, the Heichal, and so forth. But I'm not sure if that's the reason, because on the other hand, you're going to be makdir the k'tayres before you even get into the heichal to begin with. So there are other ta'amim, probably. Ubebeis haknesses. Another thing is you should say karbanos and shul. Now this is very interesting. You should daven. In other words, don't say, I say berachos hashachar at home, I'll say karbanos at home. No. The inyan is that the shul is the Beis HaMikdash. So when you're saying karbanos, there's a particular hakvada that karbanos should be said not walking to shul, not in the not in your home. V'toiv loymar kol elu aparshis koydim atfil beis HaMikdash. Says as is chaim in the name of the Zayach. Ach shloy acher idei zeh zman kriyishma yafilo tefilah b'tzibur. Just be careful not to delay zman kriyishma or even tefilah b'tzibur. V'tzarach l'hisvadois koydim kriyas parshis hakarbonos. One should say vidoy before saying parshis hakarbonos. Now, again, all of this is very interesting because we do not have this in our siddurim. We don't have the parshis hakarbonos, and we don't have, most siddurim do not have a vidoy. But the Malmo says you should be mizvadeh before you say the parashas of Karbanos. The Arz HaSachayim brings this in the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Prima Gadim. V'havidoy yiyah b'me'umah, the vidoy should be standing. K'far nidpas b'yameinu sefer avoida tama. It's already printed in our times, the Sefer Avoida Tama, Shemavarabai, that there it's explained, kol inyanei amiras ha-karbanos b'chol proteim. All the whole subject of saying karbanos in all their detail, v'hete gamkein min ha-Rambam, and it's copied there from the Rambam as well, Seder ha-hakrava sh'yinitzruch l'zeh, the order of being makrevit, ukfar mevar b'svarim goydel ha-mitzvah, the svarim tell us the great mitzvah of reciting karbanos, u'matoiv l'mi sh'noig b'zeh, and how good it would be to someone who has the custom, shayomod metchilas anyanam elu min ha-gemara, to learn about these subjects from the Gemara, oyim sifrei ha-Rambam, kidei sh'yavan achi ha-mashu oymer, so that you have a clue what you're talking about. Because if you understand it, then it will be actually reckoned as if you were makriv a carbon. Likewise, to learn the segment that we do have in the Siddur, Abai have a Masader, and Vinyone Asiyas HaKetoyres, and the production, the order of arranging the Kataris, mitzvah lirois lahavin mashu oimer. It's a mitzvah to understand what you're talking about. V'ayin masheherech bal hashlab hagois bal sefer yesh noichlem. Now, regarding karbanos in general, all we have in the Shulchan Aruch is, it's good to say it. He does not say you're required to say it. Is one required to say karbanos? So in the B'nai HaYeshiva in general seem to be very lenient about the recitation of karbanos, and I think we'll discuss it more in depth in the Shaina Halacha review, but bottom line is, Reb Chaim Knievsky says that of all the karbanos, the one that's most important is the Parshas HaTamid, and Reb Chaim says it's kemat choiva. I guess he doesn't say it's a chayva. Doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, you have to say it. But he brings sources that it's practically an obligation. So, if you have very limited time, again, Psukei de Zimra always takes precedence. Because if you're going to be say the Karbanos, and you're not going to be saying Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, so basically you took the Tafel and you blew the Ikar. But if you have time for Karbanos, you only have time for one, the Tamid would go first. Let us see Sif Vav. Parshios HaKarbanos LaYoymar Ela B'Yoym. The parsha of Karbanos should only say during the day. Why? Says the Mishnah Bayom. The Ein HaKarbanos craven Ela B'Yoym. Karbanos only brought during the day. Avo Parshas HaKiyar. The parsha of the Kiyar. Now we did not yet have the parsha of the Kiyar. That we're going to see in Sif Tes. The parsha of the Kiyar and the parsha of the Trumas Hadeshen, Yachol Loimar Koidem Hayom. You could say before day. V'mein Loi Pnai, meaning B'yom doesn't just mean don't say it later in the day, don't say it earlier. But Karbanos, in other words, Karbanos, you're not going to say before Alois HaShachar. But the Kiyar and the Trumas Hadeshen you could say before. V'mein loy p'nai, yachal loymer gam parshas karbanos b'layla. If you don't have time, you could say the karbanos at night as well. V'im tsarech amida, whether you need to stand for karbanos. Ayin b'simen mem ches mishabura, sif katan alef, kasa b'shla. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't say the Yiratzon. There's Yiratzon after the Karbanos that if I'm Chayiv, great, and if I'm not Chayiv, it should be a Nedava. But you can't say that on Shabbos. The ain't Karban Nedava Babem. You can't say a Karban Nedava. You can't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos. By the way, that has practical ramifications, the Gabbai Tefillah as well. We know that if a person is Mesupik, whether they need to daven, what a common Eitzah is, you daven again. And you may your masna that if you're not mechuyev, it should be a tefilas nedava, but you can't do that on Shabbos because on Shabbos ain karban nedava baba Shabbos. Avala parshios ain hefsed la'amram kekarba Torah. The parshios, there's no loss to say them on Shabbos because it's like karba Torah mekamakim who ben Torah mutav yoiser sheyasek beparsha diyoma. For Ben Torah, it's better to be Oisek in the Parsha of the week. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that specifically means Davka to learn Parshas HaShavua. Not say, oh, I'm a Ben Torah, so I'll learn Gemara instead of saying Karbanos. No, it's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's more important to learn the Parsha of the week, but if you're not going to learn the Parsha of the week, you're going to learn Echveis, some other Limud. No, then you should say Parsha of Karbanos. In other words, the reason to say Parashat Karbanos of Shabbos is it's an appropriate reading, Torah reading, at that time. So if you're Ben Torah, more appropriate is the Parashat of the week. But if you're not reading the Parashat of the week, then Adarabba, read the Karbanos. Mishu Avel Layomer Parashat Karbanos. Someone who is an Avel should not say the Parashat of Karbanos. Why? Because it seems like let him say it because anybody who learns the Karbanos is as if he's bringing it. So why can't an Avel bring a Karban? Avel's not to bring a Karban? The Pshat is the way Karbanos work is through the recitation is it's not a magic formula. Anyone who says it, it's like he brought it. It's anyone who learns it. It's a limud. Karbanos is limud. So someone's an Avel can't do a limud. It's not tefillah. It's not just saying words. The way Karbanos work, it's a form of limud. So Navel, he can't be loymed. So he can't say parsha of Karbanos. Okay, so we're gonna finish the daf, and this will be the last Mishnah Berurah for this week, and then we'll pick up the regular schedule. We'll continue next week, day by day, kiragel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.